We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories. Starting Thursday, your tween could get the COVID vaccine. The FDA has expanded the shot's emergency use authorization to include 12 to 15-year-olds. So you might be asking, what about my younger kids? Well, Dr. Shashank Ravi is a professor of emergency medicine at Stanford, and he says,
I fully expect, given what we know about the vaccine in adults and now adolescents, that in the coming months, the vaccine will be approved for these young children, despite knowing that children who are between 2 and 12 do have different bodies that are developing at different rates.
As for timeline, well, some experts are saying the 2 to 11 age group might be cleared in time for school by September. That's still a maybe. Now, as for the 12 to 15-year-olds, an FDA committee says that the Pfizer vaccine is safe and it offers strong protection for younger teens or tweens based on testing of more than 2,000 kids. In the latest gun violence here in New York City, an 18-year-old was shot dead in East New York. This happened late last night. Shaheem Bascom of Brooklyn shot in the chest at Hegeman Avenue and Linwood Street. He was rushed to Brookdale Hospital but did not make it. No arrest has been made. An off-duty NYPD officer was killed in a crash on the LIE in Suffolk. The officer apparently lost control of his vehicle. This happened just after 11 last night, Dix Hills, near exit 51, Deer Park Avenue. Suffolk police responded. They found him trapped inside the vehicle. He was taken to the hospital but did not make it. His name has not been released. Well, she oversaw Rikers' handling of COVID, but now City Correction Commissioner Cynthia Brann is reportedly resigning. Her six-year stint at the department includes 4 years as commissioner, and it ends on May 31st. We don't know why she's leaving. The city has not announced her replacement yet. The Daily News notes it will be a tough assignment for whoever takes over. City jails have seen a surge in violence. It's also a time of change. Under Brann's leadership, a plan to replace facilities on Rikers with jails in the boroughs was passed. Former Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino is entering the race for New York governor. He has run before, you might recall, in 2014 against Governor Cuomo. He did win 46 out of New York's 62 counties. This time he'll have some more competition from Long Island Congressman Lee Zeldin. Astorino says he could be another Pataki in the 90s, come into office when things were bad, he says, when lawlessness and crime were on the rise. The FDA is investigating whether bottled real water is responsible for making people sick. Correspondent Anna Werner tells us the company has issued a voluntary recall of its alkaline water.
Consumer advocates say the situation shows the need for stronger regulations for bottled water. Eric Olson with the NRDC.
It really is sort of the Wild West out there with a lot of smaller bottlers facing very infrequent, if any, inspections and testing by the government.
In a court filing, the company denied the allegations. But the good news here is that authorities say that all of those young children were able to be brought back to health without liver transplants.
The FDA urges consumers, restaurants, and retailers not to drink, cook with, sell, or serve real water, alkaline water.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.